DeepSeek unleashes V4 Pro model as Chinese rival challenges OpenAI's dominance. DeepSeek formally released its V4 Pro model on August 13, 2026, and the technical milestone is the least interesting part of the story. The more consequential signals are buried in the financing disclosures. A company that spent years rejecting outside capital has now raised approximately $7.4 billion in its first external financing round and is already planning a second round at a valuation of roughly $74 billion. That 10-to-1 ratio between the valuation target and the capital already raised tells institutional investors everything they need to know about the burn rate ahead. The V4 Pro 8.13 release, as DeepSeek designated it, expands agent capabilities and is available across API, application, and web channels. The company simultaneously announced price increases for both V4 Pro and V4 Flash models and introduced tiered pricing that distinguishes between peak and off-peak usage periods. Those pricing changes are not incidental. They are the first evidence that DeepSeek is trying to convert technical prominence into a durable revenue model, a problem the company has struggled to solve since its R1 model went viral in early 2025 and rewrote the global debate about AI development costs. The V4 launch carries an additional technical wrinkle. DeepSeek's cheaper V4 Flash model had outperformed the April preview of V4 Pro in several independent tests, an outcome that is unusual given that Pro is the company's flagship product. The gap between the April preview and the August official release suggests rapid iteration. What this signals to investors is a team moving fast enough to close internal quality gaps between release cycles, which is evidence of engineering depth, but also of the resource intensity required to maintain competitive position. The fundraising context matters for anyone sizing the capital requirement. Reuters reported in July 2026 that DeepSeek had completed approximately $7.4 billion in its first external financing round in June, then within weeks was already planning a new round, targeting a valuation of approximately $74 billion. The company had previously operated without outside capital. That structural shift from self-funded to externally capitalized, compressed into a single quarter, reflects the accelerating cost structure of frontier AI development. DeepSeek's planned valuation of approximately $74 billion, reported by Reuters in July 2026, would place it among the largest private technology companies globally. The company raised approximately $7.4 billion in its first external round in June 2026. Terms of the planned second round were not disclosed. The competitive moat is eroding faster than the market-priced DeepSeek built its early reputation on cost efficiency. The R1 model's January 2025 release rattled U.S. technology stocks because it raised a direct challenge to the assumption that frontier AI required the capital expenditure budgets of Alphabet, Microsoft, and OpenAI. That narrative has since been complicated by reality. Chinese rivals including Moonshot AI, Zhipu AI, Minimax, Alibaba, and ByteDance have all launched competing models, compressing the window during which DeepSeek held a differentiated position. For institutional investors, the competitive dynamic has shifted from a question of technical capability to a question of capital sustainability. Building and maintaining a frontier model now requires continuous investment in compute infrastructure, chip procurement, and specialized talent. DeepSeek has confirmed it aims to at least double staffing across departments, including data center and AI agent teams. That headcount expansion, combined with the fundraising trajectory, points to a company entering the capital-intensive scaling phase that every frontier AI lab eventually reaches. The chip dimension adds a second layer of strategic risk and opportunity. Reuters reported in July 2026 that DeepSeek had increased private hiring of chip design engineers with the goal of developing proprietary AI silicon. The objective is to reduce dependence on external suppliers, including NVIDIA and Huawei. This is a multi-year, capital-heavy initiative. If it succeeds, it eliminates a structural cost and supply chain vulnerability. If it stalls, DeepSeek faces the same hardware constraints that have complicated other Chinese AI efforts operating under U.S. export restrictions. The pricing signal that institutional capital should not miss the decision to raise API prices and introduce peak and off-peak tiers is a meaningful strategic inflection. It marks the transition from growth at any cost to monetization discipline. For a company that went viral on the premise of low-cost AI, raising prices carries execution risk. Enterprise customers who built workflows on DeepSeek's API pricing assumptions will now face margin recalculation. Some portion of that customer base will evaluate alternatives. Our view, the pricing change is necessary, but the timing is vulnerable. DeepSeek is raising prices at the precise moment when domestic Chinese competitors are most active in releasing competing products. The company is betting that V4 Pro's enhanced agent capabilities justify the premium before customers finish benchmarking the alternatives. That is a reasonable bet if the capability gap holds. It is a risky one if Alibaba or ByteDance release comparable models at lower price points in the next 2 quarters, which the competitive cadence of the past 18 months suggests is probable. The API pricing structure also signals something important for the broader AI infrastructure investment thesis. Tiered pricing models that distinguish peak from off-peak demand are a data center management tool as much as a revenue tool. They indicate that DeepSeek's compute infrastructure is operating under load constraints. Investors in AI infrastructure plays, including GPU manufacturers, data center operators, and power providers, should read this as confirmation that Chinese AI demand for compute resources remains intense and is not self-correcting. Valuation math and what the $74 billion target implies the reported $74 billion valuation target requires context. DeepSeek does not publish revenue figures, and financial terms of its funding rounds were not fully disclosed in available sources. What can be constructed analytically is a framework for evaluating whether the valuation is defensible. Caption: DeepSeek Capital and Operational Data as reported by Reuters, August 2026. Revenue figures not publicly disclosed. The 10x ratio between capital raised and valuation target is consistent with late-stage venture pricing in frontier AI, where OpenAI and Anthropic have traded at large multiples over cumulative capital invested. The relevant question for institutional capital is whether DeepSeek can convert API revenue and enterprise contracts into a path toward the revenue base that would justify a $74 billion mark at conventional technology multiples. That path requires both the product execution visible in V4 Pro and the monetization discipline visible in the pricing changes. The Placamium view the market is pricing DeepSeek as a model company. Placamium reads it as an infrastructure company in early formation. The chip design hiring program is the most underappreciated signal in this entire release cycle. If DeepSeek achieves functional proprietary AI silicon within 3 to 5 years, the company becomes structurally different from every other Chinese AI lab. It would control its own compute supply chain in an environment where U.S. export restrictions make NVIDIA access uncertain and Huawei's alternatives carry their own constraints. That transformation from model developer to vertically integrated AI infrastructure operator mirrors the trajectory that made Google's TPU program strategically decisive, and that has pushed Amazon and Microsoft to develop their own AI chips. The difference is that DeepSeek is attempting this while simultaneously competing at the model layer, raising capital, doubling headcount, and navigating an intensely competitive domestic market. The execution complexity is high. For institutional capital, The second-order play is not DeepSeek itself, which remains private and inaccessible to most non-strategic investors. The second-order play is the competitive pressure DeepSeek places on every company in its supply chain and competitive orbit. NVIDIA's exposure to Chinese AI demand, already complicated by export policy, becomes more complicated if DeepSeek's chip program produces viable alternatives. Chinese data center operators and power infrastructure companies face accelerating demand regardless of which lab wins the model competition. The infrastructure layer captures value in a winner-takes-most model race, regardless of who the winner is. The peak and off-peak pricing introduction also deserves a forward read. It is a precursor to enterprise SLA-based pricing, which is the standard commercial structure for cloud AI services at scale. DeepSeek is building the pricing architecture that enterprise contracts require. The next logical step is dedicated enterprise tiers, usage commitments, and partnership agreements with Chinese technology platforms. That revenue diversification, away from pure API consumption and toward contracted enterprise relationships, is what converts a high-valuation startup into a defensible business. The bottom line: DeepSeek's V4 Pro release on August 13, 2026, is the most visible data point in a story that is fundamentally about capital formation and infrastructure build-out. The company has moved from self-funded to externally capitalized, from single-model notoriety to multi-product competition, and from low-price positioning to active monetization, all within roughly 18 months of its R1 breakthrough. The $74 billion valuation target reported by Reuters represents a test of whether that execution velocity translates into pricing power. Institutional capital should watch three indicators in the next two quarters: the closing terms of the second fundraising round, the pace of competitor model releases from Alibaba and ByteDance, and any public disclosures around DeepSeek's proprietary chip program. The first will set the market reference point for Chinese AI valuations broadly. The second will determine whether V4 Pro's pricing increase holds or triggers customer churn. The third will determine whether DeepSeek is building a durable infrastructure advantage or a capable but structurally dependent model lab. The answer to all three will be legible in the capital allocation decisions DeepSeek makes in the next 6 months.